Hare Krishna. Reading from the Glorious Master, Mayapur, 1976. This is an excerpt from one of Prabhupada's lectures during the Gopurnima festival. Prabhupada, there is no such thing to become master. It is useless. You cannot become master. Jivera Swarupoi, Krishnair Nityadas, either man or woman, everyone is servant of Krishna. We have to be trained up to that platform to become the best servant, not only servant directly, but servants of the servant. This is called Paramparas servant. My spiritual master is the servant of his spiritual master, and I'm also the servant of my spiritual master. Similarly, we think servant of the servant. This is material disease. Krishna Bulaya Jiva Bhogavansa Kari Pasate Maya Tari Japatiya Dhari. As soon as we become puffed up, now I shall become master. I shall be simply giving order. I shall not follow anyone. That is Maya. So that disease is going on, beginning from Brahma down to the ant. Our institution is for that purpose. If someone comes here thinking that he is free, it is free hotel and free sleeping accommodation, then his coming to this association is useless. He must learn how to serve. If we take it that, quote, here is an institution where we can have free hotel, free living, and free sense gratification, then the whole institution will be spoiled. Be careful. All the GBCs should be careful that this mentality may not increase. Everyone should be very eager to serve and to learn how to serve. Then life will be successful. This is my comment. Prabhupada cautioned the devotees to beware the disease of getting a position in ISKCON and then imagining we have become the master instead of the servant. It is far better to always remain the servant of the servant of the Guru Parampara. A devotee must maintain this consciousness regardless of his external position. Prabhupada's lecture. Prabhupada said, everywhere you see it, people work day and night, but the purpose is how to become master. They cannot become master, but their ambition is how to become master. How to become the richest man, like such and such big man. This is called the struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to become the master. No one is trying to become a servant. Ask anyone, why are you working so hard? They will answer, I shall get so much money. I shall become very wealthy. I shall have so many servants, so many workers, and I shall have control over them. I'm trying to become master instead of becoming a servant of Krishna. But I have simply become the servant of my senses. So my position as servant is there, is it not? I cannot change it. Just like a woman. If a woman dresses like a man, does it mean that she has become a man? No. A woman is still a woman. A man is a man. Simply by changing the dress does not change the fact. Similarly, our constitutional position is to serve. And to serve whom? Krishna. That is our constitutional position. But falsely, we are trying to become master. Therefore, instead of becoming master, I become the servant of my senses. This is our position. The tongue is asking, why don't you come to this restaurant? No, no, my belly is already filled up. No, you must come. The devotees laugh. You'll see, a man is coming home after sumptuously eating. As soon as he comes to the street, immediately he enters a restaurant and drinks a cup of tea and a few biscuits. Why? What is the necessity? You are already filled in your belly, and still again, immediately you're eating. No, it is very palatable. So you are a servant of your tongue, because it is palatable. Although my belly is already filled up, I must satisfy my tongue. So, am I master? I'm not master, I'm the servant of my tongue. You cannot understand by erudite scholarship what is Krishna. It is not possible. Then Krishna would have instructed Bhagavad Gita to a great Vedantist. No, Krishna chose Arjuna to understand. Who was Arjuna? Arjuna was grihastha, kshatriya, a soldier. A soldier is not expected to become a Vedantist. Arjuna was not very qualified in that way to understand Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna said, yes, I will speak to you this Bhagavad Gita. The parampara is lost, so I shall speak again this old thing to you. Why to me? Bhakto supriyo same, because you are my bhakta, you are my priya. So by scholarship, one cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. One must become a servant of the servant of Krishna. My comment. We remain servants regardless of our masquerades. Even if we are able to avoid serving others, we fall to serving our own senses. No one succeeds at becoming the master because the position is already filled by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asking to meet Prabhupada. After being in Mayapur for a few days, I decided to visit Prabhupada. I saw Prabhupada's secretary, Pustakrishna, near Prabhupada's second floor room and asked him for an appointment. Pustakrishna looked at me skeptically. We didn't know each other and he was unaware of my service to Prabhupada in Hong Kong. He said, look, 500 devotees are at this festival and every one of them wants to meet with Prabhupada. I became nervous, but I avoided the temptation to retreat. I said, maybe 500 devotees want to meet Prabhupada, but I'm the only one asking. Pustakrishna acknowledged my point and left me to inform Prabhupada of my request. He returned a minute later and said I could see Prabhupada the following morning. My meeting with Prabhupada was short. I paid my obeisances and offered Prabhupada two traveler's checks of $200 each and several bags of cashews, almonds, and raisins. He expressed his appreciation and well wishes, and I left, feeling satisfied at having offered a little service. The dependence of the disciple on his guru. Prabhupada continued to give the morning Bhagavatam lectures, and I continued to listen attentively. Prabhupada spoke about the dependence of the disciple on his guru. Prabhupada said, why the spiritual master's position is so great? Because he is very, very confidential servant of Krishna. So this is the process. Although Guru Padasrayam, the first beginning of Vaishnava life is to accept the guru as spiritual master. Then other things. Because who will teach you? So we have to approach a pure Vaishnava as a spiritual master and follow his instructions. And what is his instruction? His instruction is as he was instructed by his spiritual master. The pure Vaishnava does not invent something new. Yare deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you all, every one of you become guru, everyone. Amara gyai guru hai taredes. Wherever you are living, it doesn't require that you have to travel all over the world. If you have no such capacity, it doesn't matter. You remain wherever you are, but you become a guru. How can I become a guru? Yare deke tarika krishna upadesh. Very simple thing. You instruct only what is instructed by Krishna. That's all. My comment. Becoming a guru first requires one's becoming a pure servant of his own guru. Okay, we shall end here. Hare Krishna.